Next application is case number 11183, the application of Stephen Cropper. Site is located east of Route 113, also known as DuPont Boulevard, approximately 1,575 feet north of Road 400, also known as McCabe Road, and being identified as tax map ID 5-33, map 9, parcel 45.03, requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for a sales office for a period of 5 years. Gentlemen, this application was originally approved, being case number 8621, and that was approved on May 3rd of 2004. I did receive one letter voicing no objection, and that came from William C. Pepper, an adjacent and surrounding property owner, and basically just states have no objection to the special use request.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Lank, I'd like to, just for the record, I'd like to clarify, you said for 5 years, sir?
That's what the application states.
Right. The application was granted for 3 years from date of 5-3-2004. Which one is correct?
No, it says five. It's requesting 5 years request, and it was the last approval.
Granted for five, 3 years?
Pardon?
I said the letter says from your inspector, Dean Malloy, said it was approval was granted for 3 years.
Well, I said he's requesting 5 years on this application.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And the one thing you should note is that I see no extensions between the original approval in 2004 and its termination date until current. And what happened is the staff went in and verified all the 5 year permits and found, as you see, quite a few this evening trying to bring them up to standard and up to date.
All right. Thank you.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Stephen Cropper. I reside in Subbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board. The application speaks for itself. I'm located at 35029 DuPont Boulevard. Physically was changed by the post office doing the 911 redistricting, and I got to move from Subbyville to Frankfort. Still located at the same location. The location that I operate on I've been there for in excess of a quarter of a century. Started business in 1988. I'm an independent car dealer. I operate other businesses through that. I have a printing company, which is just a sales office, no production. The location is approved by the Department of Transportation, and the egress and ingress is fine. There have been no reported problems at that location.
Okay.
So I'm asking for an extension for a period of 5 years.
For a period of 5 years. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Becker?
You've been there since 1988?
Yes, sir.
And you're using the mobile home type for an office?
Yes, sir.
Have you thought about making a permanent structure there and
yes,
not
sir,
coming
I have.
Back to this board?
Yes,
each
sir, I have.
5 years?
The reason for my procrastination lays with the study for the route southbound, or the southbound corridor for 113. Currently, there's been a study that began probably 5 years ago, and there still hasn't been a conclude as to what it's going to be. There are three possible scenarios as to what would occur at my business location. Two of them put me out of business completely. One would be to install a metal guardrail down northbound, southbound to allow no egress or exit from 113. That would cease. The second scenario, and a rerouting to the next intersection and then down a half a mile, an entrance would be made along the railroad track back another half a mile to the back of my property. so I'm reluctant to build because of that. The second scenario allows for an exit ramp to go right through the center of the property, and I'm reluctant to go to condemnation for a structure. And the third possible scenario is to build south of Millsboro to somewhere north of Subbyville, about a half a mile farther west, and I await the decision, which I'm told is in a legislative committee in our state.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I do have another question. In the letter from Planning and Zoning, it references a sign that's off-premise. Has that been taken care of and addressed?
The off-premise sign is actually an on-premise sign.
Okay.
There are two businesses I have, should you want to see, business licenses for both businesses that are issued to 35029 Dubon Boulevard, and that's the sign that the inspector spoke of.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, hearing no other opposition, then Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the applicant has testified that the property has been in existence as a business since 1988 with the temporary car sales office there, and I believe that would prove that it was it does not substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,183.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,183. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,183 is approved, sir.
And that's for a period of 5 years.
A period of 5 years. Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time and consideration.
You're welcome, sir.